We are getting video and we are getting other things back from Steelers practice today. Looks like already the excitement, the exuberance of starting a new era on the offensive line this week with Broderick Jones practicing at left tackle, with Fautanu ready to go and getting reps at right tackle, with Zach Frazier. Oh, have you seen some of the clips that have been out there of Zach Frazier just doing what many have called road grading in that Atlanta game?
He graded the roads.
He is grabbing human beings and he is moving them.
Against their will.
Yes.
The truest definition of grading the road.
He's looking like somebody in eighth grade who grabs a dweeb by his shirt and slams him up against a locker.
Give me your lunch money, nerd.
Give me your homework so I can copy it, you tool. Yeah. Those videos are out there. Donnie, have you retweeted any of them?
I saw Crowley put one out there, and I hit it with the retweet.
We're just a sucker for it, for watching Zach Frazier look like he's already a man amongst boys. So the visions of those three on one line already
dancing in people's heads,
going up in smoke, yeah, because Dan Moore was back and getting the reps today at left tackle, and Broderick Jones was back on the right side. Yes, let's give polite applause for what Dan Moore did against Atlanta. And people like Jerry Dulac have actually had the unmitigated gall to put out there that Dan Moore is trending, and not with the Steelers because of their draft picks, but Dan Moore is trending towards a big contract.
I can't wait to see the big contract he gets in free
agency. I can't wait to laugh at the team who gives it to them.
Well, I don't think it'll be he'll get a 1 year, like $8 million deal.
Okay, let's say that Jerry's even right and some nitwit team gives him an extension that pays him like an above average left tackle, which is not chump change. Mm-hmm. I have the time of my life when that happens.
It'll be the Panthers somehow.
Right? Like, it's the same way.
Caveat emptor. Buyer beware.
Unfortunately, it's the same way I felt when the Steelers gave Chooks the big contract. What are they doing? They've actually watched this guy and they think he's that good. And now watching him in New England, or not watching him in New England because he was benched 10 snaps into Sunday game. And like the second he went out, the offensive line for New England took off to some degree in that game. Just, I want Tomlin, and I thought there was more of urgency with Fautanu because he's not raw. This is someone that was a stalwart on the Washington line and played every year and had some issues medically that had to get sorted out, but for the most part was a very durable, dependable player for them. And I thought that once he got healthy, they were going to put him back in when given a chance, and Dan Moore gave them that opening, but apparently he closed it today by saying the ankle is actually fine. Put me back in my normal spot. So
maybe Fautanu's not quite ready. Maybe they want to ramp him up slowly.
He was active on Sunday, Chris. He wasn't even a scratch. He was on the field. He just never got in. Or on the sideline, I should
say.
Was
Jones working first-team right tackle?
Ooh, I don't know if the practice that they're allowed to comment on.
But could you tell by like who he was standing out there with, perhaps?
Oh, I'd have to see. We'd have to go back and
that's what I'm
pull
asking
up the video.
Because if he was pretty obviously running with the ones, even in the part that they're allowed to shoot, then I think you could get a sense that maybe Fautanu's not quite ready, or want to be absolutely sure he's 100% healthy before they put him in. Nice of Broderick Jones, though. Nice for him to get one day of reps at left tackle and then, we're going to recommence the process of yanking all over the field and then probably wondering why you haven't maybe played up to our expectations yet.
Wilson is talking to reporters right now.
I just saw Ray Fittipaldo, who's going to be on with us later, tweet out a quote that makes me think Russ is perhaps acknowledging reality a little bit.
Can I hear it?
I feel like I'm getting closer and closer in regards to his calf injury. I'm just trying to be smart. That feels different than I can play on Saturday of last week. Basically, I'm ready to go. The doctor's going to have to keep me off the field. I'm just trying to be smart. Sounds like somebody who either, one, had a shocking change of heart and is falling in line with what he knows the team is going to do, or it's a guy who genuinely knows he can't go yet and was going to do it at come hell or high water in Atlanta if they let him, but actually probably shouldn't be out there for at least another week.
I'm just trying to be smart is what happens to me at the gym after I try to pull like a Hercules stunt, and my trainer has to be like, all right, let's back off here and not try to go too crazy. We know that
you're pissing intensity.
Know that the, yes,